The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Second hour of the National Intel Report. We've got Roxanne from Texas on the line. You still there, Roxanne?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got a question for you, though. Now, you work in a hospital currently, right? You work in a hospital? Do me a favor.
I am not in the hospital for a while.
Okay.
But I do know what you want to say.
Right, you're not working. Oh, well, do me a favor. Ask any of the other nurses you work with in your communication with them to say, does that seem normal, a normal process? Somebody gets shot in the abdomen, goes to surgery, and is not in a hospital, and 2 days later they're actually in a correctional facility being detained.
Well,
does that sound familiar? Does that sound right to you?
Well, Steve, I will tell you this. On radiology, my background, and of course I've worked with hundreds, 36 years I was in the business, and I drove old man Bush motorcade, so I have a different angle on different things. But my pals, whether they be nurses, doctors, x-ray, I don't care, oxygen therapy, whatever, we know what we're hearing is a lie. We know this is not true. You got both of your legs shot off, or you were shot in the abdomen, and all of a sudden you're in, you know, you're at a Boston Red Sox game, and really?
Right.
I know we try to get them up and off the bed as soon as possible, but the depression level that these people are in for months, they're not out at Boston games. They're not out at these spectacle events. These are people that have been probably somehow mutilated, whatever reason, at some point in their life that are able to be actors. You know that, Steve.
Yeah, I do.
You know how awful they feel. And I have to x-ray them, CT them, MRI them daily, and they're not well in 1 month.
No.
Or right. 6 months. No. You know that. I know that. And the people don't know that. Oh, they're all smiling. Their children are dead. It's pathetic.
It really hurts
my heart.
It is. It really is. Let me give you a little example. Something else I noticed the other day. Been watching. We have really crappy TV here at this little vacation house we're at right now. Really bad plan here for cable. And we're watching tons and tons of these Law and Orders. And we noticed the other day, well, several episodes, in that somebody just fell and dropped to the ground. And, you know, people, they believe what they see. And Hollywood is very good at convincing you this is the way things are. And I think that's why a lot of people don't question anything. So this person fell to the ground. The police officer, the investigator, leans over, feels for a pulse or carotid or a radial pulse. There's no pulse. Looks up, says the guy's dead. Nobody calls 911. Nobody flips him over. Nobody does CPR, rescue breathing, anything. Nothing is done. No AED comes off the wall and connects to him. It's amazing. And people see this and they think, well, that's the way really things are. And you and I in the medical field, we know this is not protocol. And that's what I like to point out is certain things are not protocol. And I pointed that in the Seth Rich death, that they did not call a code.
Yes.
He's 28 years old and did not call a code. And there's certain things in ICU we do. We push a crash cart in there. We get going. We don't stop until finally a physician says we've been an hour, you know, and it's over. We're not going to save him. We do all we can. And so you know that. I know that. But evidently, Hollywood is
the minimum that you would try to resuscitate somebody. When I lived in San Diego in the 80s, 42 minutes, that whole team, it wasn't two people, it was like 30 people that were trying to do something. And what they've got it down to is this little kind of construct that you watch on CNN, MS, or Fox. That's not what we lived. And I've lived it 36 years. I'm a little bit older. And you've got it. And that's why I'm calling you. Because your dear heart and your dear wife are dear to understand this stuff is nonsense. And we have to pull it out. And Kevin Spacey, okay, he can be gay, but he's a pedophile. And that's not okay. It's not okay. We're not going to say this is okay. It's not okay. It's not okay. Any of this is not okay. And I'll let you get back to your show. But I appreciate you giving me this much time. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Roxanne. Thank you. So we're going to go back to the phones here. Joel in Wisconsin, what's on your mind? Joel, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. You work in ICU, correct?
Correct.
And do you remember when Gabriel Gifford was allegedly shot? And there,
Gabby Gifford, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a judge allegedly got killed, and a 9-year-old girl allegedly got killed. And Gabriel Gifford was shot in the head twice with a 9mm. And she pulled through, and like 6 months later, she was on Dancing with the Stars. Now, it makes me wonder where the other two people were shot.
Right.
I mean, if you get shot in the head twice, and you can go on Dancing with the Stars and then promote gun control after that, it just makes me wonder where the other two were allegedly shot.
You know, I'll have to research that one a little bit, because I thought she had some neurological deficits. I thought she had some speech problems. I have not. I'll have to research that a little bit. That kind of fell off the radar for a while there. And I know right after that, it's like the James Brady thing, you know. He was shot also on the assassination attempt of Ronald Reagan, of course. Well, maybe a greater spokesperson, and you know, James Brady actually was debilitated. If you saw him wheelchair bound and the slurred face, like he had a stroke. But I thought that Gabby Gifford, I thought she had some kind of speech problems and a slurred face, like a stroke. I'll have to go back and research that a little bit now, because I don't have an answer for that one. But you know, we're not getting the true story all the time. A lot of times, I mean, this.
Really?
I mean, it is. Yeah, I know. I'm not surprising myself by saying that, but and I think RBN listeners get it. They get it big time. This is a smart crew. These people who call in, you yourself, and Rob in Chicago. I mean, he's one of my good friends, and he sends me a lot of great stuff. But people in the medical field get this, but I don't know. I'm not sure that they're actually opening their mouths and telling anybody else, "Hey, does this look right to you?" I mean, come on, think about it. Guy gets shot in the abdomen on this Manhattan one. He's carrying, a paintball gun and a pellet pistol. An off-duty police officer catches him, shoots him in the abdomen. He goes off to surgery. He survives. And 2 days later, he's in a correctional facility. Well, I'll tell you right now, gunshot wounds, you are the highest risk for what we call septicemia, where the contents of your bowel, which is E. coli, spills into the gut in a foreign area, and you get pancreatitis issues, peritonitis issues. You've got all kinds of other problems that later on could be a problem for you, like multi-system organ failure. And no, you're not in a facility. You're actually in a hospital, and you may be chained to your bed, because we've had prisoners come in from the area prison. And they've been chained to the bed, and they've had surgery, but they're actually chained to the bed. They stay in the hospital, and if he got shot in the abdomen, he would be in an ICU, most likely. He'd be in an ICU under guard, and I'm just not buying it. I'm not buying any of that, and I know for sure when I spoke about the Seth Rich murder that the hospital protocols were thrown away because they did not do what they normally do in an ICU, and Seth Rich was not even coded at all. So they basically called it. Now, a 28-year-old guy, I tell you, we exhaust ourselves on young people, especially kids, teenagers. We exhaust ourselves. I remember doing, personally, CPR nonstop, and this is tough to do on a human being. You can do it on a dummy all you want because that's nothing. You have no restriction. But you do it on a human being, it's 45 minutes of CPR on one person and not stopping before somebody taps you on the shoulder and said, I'll take over. And we do a team thing here on the CPR, on the compression cycle. That's tough. I mean, I'm soaking wet. I have to go change after the code is over. I actually have to go change, shower and change, because I'm soaking wet and I'm exhausted from continuous CPR. So, you know, going back to the Seth Rich, protocols were thrown away. This was allowed to happen. Seth Rich was the DNC leak, and he couldn't survive, to tell the truth on that. So,
okay, in your professional career, what do you think the chances are of someone having their legs blown off by a bomb and then 6 weeks later throwing out a pitch at a Red Sox game?
Not likely. There'd be you got a lot of phantom pain still at that time. You still feel like you actually have a leg after it's been blown off. Your memory is still there. The tissue is still very fresh and injured in the nerves and the healing process. You know you're not going to be throwing pitches. I just don't buy that either. That's odd.
No, and you wouldn't be adjusted to a wheelchair, and you wouldn't be comfortable. You'd still be miserable. You'd still, like you said, mentally you'd want to stand up and go walk because that's what you did for all them years.
Right.
You would not be mentally adjusted.
Right, that's true too. But you certainly aren't healed enough to actually be fit with a prosthesis yet either. They got to wait to certain healing.
But they were showing his nubs. They were showing his nubs in that picture when he was at the Red Sox game.
Yeah.
His little stubs were sticking out. Okay, that's all I got. I know it's real.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Jerry in Chicago, what's on your mind?
Well, thank you very much for taking my call. You know, you were just talking two callers ago about Gabby Gifford being shot. Do you remember that she was put under a special type of, they put her brain in suspended animation? Do you remember hearing anything about that?
Yeah, I do. And I'm thinking that they were talking about using a paralytic. I assume they chemically paralyzed her. We do that sometimes. We use a chemical paralysis agent. I assume that's what they were talking about.
Okay, well, I'm just going to throw something out there. Maybe it's coincidental. But her husband flew on the space shuttle. He was a member of NASA.
Right.
And I'm going to throw something else out there. If you were going to plan a 6-8 month mission or a year and a half mission, whatever it is, to the nearest planet similar to ours, you would have to put people into a state of suspended animation.
Okay.
I'm just throwing it out there. I mean, what do you think of that?
I think it's a different kind of suspended animation you're talking about. Totally different. One's a chemical one. The other one is more like a gravity issue with gravity. I would assume you're talking about that one. Totally different.
Okay.
The chemical paralysis agents we use. Yeah, but you're talking probably a suspension issue with gravity or not having gravity, most likely.
Okay. Well, one other thing, too, is I don't think 6 months later she was on Dancing with the Stars because she did have a slurred speech, and I don't think you could see the head wound and everything else like that. So that's just to let the other caller know. So
yeah. I'll research that. You got it. I'll research that on a break. And also, I got a little notice here from Mike, our board op today, our producer. Utah nurse reaches $500,000 settlement on that illegal arrest in Salt Lake City, Utah. So good for her. I was hoping she would do that because that sometimes has a way of changing bad behaviors. And she held out for a while, and I guess I did under out of court settlement there, $500,000. I don't think she's going to have to work anymore. No more overtime for her. She's done. So good for her. And I'm glad she took that step, because this officer needed to be outed. And I was shocked when I first saw the video. And I showed it to my wife, and she had tears in her eyes. She was so upset, because we've all been in this situation where we're doing our jobs, and then we saw a rogue police officer overstep his authority and get very physical. My wife took that pretty serious. And I was disappointed when I watched that video, and then seeing that the security for the hospital in the ER did not step up and do their jobs. And you know, that's what really irritates me about people who have actually jobs, designated duties, who do not perform. I have to perform in my job. People I work with have to perform in a certain duty in their job. But we had two security officers that we saw their arms folded watching this rogue officer manhandle this nurse, and not one of them stepped forward and said, hey, wait a minute here. You know, this is, you're out of control here, and stop the guy. And actually, they had the right to do that. Not only could they have done, stepped in and stopped this officer, but any of the administration people could have stepped in and helped her and actually detained the officer. And I said, citizen's arrest. People don't understand that just because you have a law enforcement officer doesn't mean you cannot detain that officer and have a citizen's arrest on that officer. There are bad officers. So people, understand your rights. When somebody is violating somebody like that, understand that you have the duty. You can. And if you can't do it yourself, then get others to help you. But collectively gather and stop somebody from harming somebody like that and detain them. And they could have actually taken his weapon from him and placed him under citizen's arrest. And that's what I suggest to do. That's what I would have done. I told Ron McDonald, we were talking about that case. He said, how would you have handled that? I said, easy. I would have detained him. I know me, my personality. I would have stepped up there, and at first I would have said, calmly, you are overstepping your boundaries as a law enforcement officer. And if he pushed back, this is pretty simple stuff. I know how to do this. And I would have detained him. And I would have called for his supervisor, and I would have brought more police officers to that area, and I would have placed him under citizen's arrest. So it all worked out for her, but I'm sure it was very traumatic for her. But $500,000 settlement, and I'm glad this is out there now. And I hope other health professionals understand that the power they have collectively. And you're following the rules. You're following the hospital rules, the rules that were agreed upon by the law enforcement. And stand your ground. Stand your ground. Stand by the rules. Stand by the law. That's all I've got to say on that. We go back to the phones here. Jerry in Chicago, what's on your mind? Nope. Maybe Dennis in New York.
Hi, Steve. Glad to hear you on the air. I thought I'd have to wait until you started your new show, you know?
Well, John took an education day, so I can't wait to hear what he learned. And so we'll hear about that on Monday on his show. But, no, I'm happy to step in. What's on your mind today?
Well, one thing I want to mention to you, I left my contact info with Mike, and I can leave it with him again. If you're still looking for something in Florida, I'll be heading back down there soon myself.
Okay.
So I want to let you know about that. I might be able to help you out there. You talked about Gabby Giffords. She definitely has traumatic brain injury symptoms. If you've seen her in any of the interviews, her astronaut boyfriend by her side practically has to, you know, help her with the answers. And you can tell just with the speech patterns, anybody's ever seen someone or known somebody with a traumatic brain injury, you know, it's there.
Right.
She was, you know, seriously injured. And, right. You know, everybody uses allegedly. That we know for a fact that she was hit.
Right. Well, there's the music. Just hang on for a second. There's the music. I want you back after this commercial break. Hold on.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
With the limits of ambition and the scars of the marketplace, welcome to the land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that packaging is all that heaven is. Got the little black car, the little black dresser, got the guru and the trailer and the full course dresser, got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM, we got the exploitation.com, we got the pages.
We go back to the phones. Dennis in New York, go ahead and finish up.
Yeah, Steve, you know, it's a funny thing because even the most elementary of first responders, okay, knows that you work on that person until you're told, okay, that we've done enough. And the Seth Rich case is that you brought out, yeah, there's too much stuff in there, you know, it just ain't right. The Boston bombings, you look at the blood on the ground. Same thing with Vegas, the blood there. It's Hollywood blood. You know what coffee grinds is, right?
Sure do.
Yeah, I mean, I've had patients that were filled up to their teeth with coffee grinds that had to be suctioned out so we could do some rescue breathing.
Right.
You know, I've had people that weren't breathing. We initiated rescue breathing and brought them back. I worked on people. We brought them back. We lost them. We brought them back. And then maybe we find out later when they got to the hospital that they didn't make it. But we worked on them, and we're talking about some time. Yeah, so I know what you mean about having to change your shirt. Here's another funny thing. You talk about a lot of this medical stuff and cover-ups and stuff. I mentioned to John the other night, you know, Harry Reid got suffered some injuries at his home, you know, in his supposedly lifting weights in his gym. Then it became that his brother supposedly assaulted him and stuff like that. And I brought up the well-known fact that that we're forgetting is that his Harry Reid's son, Rory Reid, was involved with a land grab deal out there with the Bundy Ranch area, Clark County, Nevada. They were trying to get that land out there they were trying to get that land away from the Bundys. Because, first of all, they said it was a solar deal with a Chinese firm, and then we find out later it was uranium deposits on the land there. And whether or not Harry was given a warning, maybe by somebody came out there and roughed him up, maybe it was Hillary. You know, there's a big, long list of people that Hillary's done in. Maybe Harry got told, hey, you know, you're stepping over the line. This is our Uranium One deal. Certainly... Well, we know that Harry's, you know, he's gone, you know. Harry's gone. He's going to quietly seek retirement. And same thing with Jason Chaffetz. You know, we got these people are looking for a way to get out now because maybe they're worried about, you know, being on that hit list.
I couldn't agree with you more. Have you noticed eight people came forward on the Vegas shooting, and eight people that came forward and said there were multiple shooters. Eight people have died. The most recent were a husband and wife in California. And everything kind of reads just like the same script of the Michael Hastings murder death. They hit a brick wall a couple miles from their home, coming home from some event. None of them were intoxicated. There was no alcohol or no foul play, nothing. And suddenly they hit a brick wall. But we know the Michael Hastings case, if you looked at that one closely. How many times?
Yeah, I was pretty bad about that one. That's another one.
If you watch NASCAR, you watch NASCAR? You ever watch NASCAR?
Yeah.
You've seen those cars when they go sideways, lateral, and they start flipping over and over and over again, right? You've seen that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they stay in their cars, and the engine always stays in the car. I've only seen one engine break loose from a NASCAR car. They could flip over 10 times side over and over, and the engine always stays mounted, bolted to the chassis itself. Now,
I can tell you that I worked on an extrication unit on major roadways in New York. Okay, we had to cut the victims out.
Right.
I've never seen an engine complying out of the vehicle. You know,
right. Well, that was a bomb.
Also as much, I've been to a lot of high-rise fires and never seen a building come down due to a high-rise fire.
Exactly. That Michael Hastings thing, that was that was a payback. That was sending a message to other journalists. If you you put anything in print that's basically shows corruption, we're gonna take you out. So, hey,
yeah,
thanks for your call, Dennis. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, all right, Steve. Good luck in finding a place down there in God's waiting room. I'll be down there.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Into the crowded line, break down, take down, you busted, shake down, break down, take down, everybody wants into the crowded line, break down, take down, you busted.
Welcome back. This is the National Anto Report. Steve Elkins sitting in for John Stadmiller today. And we've been talking a little bit about everything today. Like I said, it's open lines, whatever you want to talk about. I'm talking about inconsistencies of what I see in these false flag events. And there's, of course, you know, you look at the – actually, I'm just looking at a website right now, and I'm going to send it over to Mike and see if we can put it back on the website again, RBN. It's been on a couple times before in the past. It comes from ZeroHedge.com. It's called False Flag. And chalkboard there saying, a horrific staged event blamed on a political enemy and used as a pretext to start a war or enact draconian laws in the name of national security. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a homework assignment this weekend, and I'm serious about this. I want to investigate this to see how many people, I'm going to do it myself, and ask them these two questions. Do you know what a false flag event is? Do you know what a false flag is? Ask them that, and just do a little tally on your own to find out how many people actually know about this term and what it means. And then you can also send them over to a website. It's on zerohedge.com. It's called False Flag. And it talks about 43 or 45 admitted government false flags used to reach the objective of going to war. So you got a little homework assignment. Throw that one out there, and then also ask them, do you know what blowback is about? Blowback. Of course, that's the consequences for your actions, as like what we're doing right now, bombing third world nations into the Stone Age, and of course, their loyalty, their citizens who live in this country, having loyalty for their mother country, will lash back out and attack. Not all these attacks are false flags, but I assume, just looking over the criteria, a lot of them sure do fit the criteria for a false flag, and we know what that's all about. So educate people. You know, what you learn here on this show and other shows, you need to share that with other people, because, hey, you're not going to hear from mainstream media. You know, it's not going to happen there. So you're never going to hear the terms mainstream media. They're never going to mention false flag. You'll never hear it there. You'll never hear it from blowback on mainstream media. So you have some homework ahead of you. Two things to ask: false flags and blowback. If they know what either of those are, and do a little tally. And call back into the show. I'm back on Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. for my show, Off the Beaten Path. So let me know, or let John know. But educate people to what's going on here, and that this is a real thing, a government policy, basically. So going to see if I go back to out of the screen here. I think we have another call come in. Yes, and we do. Oh, my good friend Rob in Chicago. Rob, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Steve.
Good to hear from you. How's it going? Yeah, how's it going?
Oh, it's good. It's we're just trying to make the best of everything while we work real hard to build stuff before everything comes down.
Right.
I hate to say it. It's out here now. There are so many people that are awake to everything, from the Las Vegas false flag.
Right.
Well, not even sure you would call it a false flag. Personally, I would call it a murderous slaughter of innocent human beings. You have to find different levels of evil in order to just think of doing something like that.
Right.
That,
right,
to me, it's the California fires. People realize they're looking at it. You know, they're looking at how impossible it is to have that many fires start that soon, that intense.
Right.
Firemen, you know, 30-year veteran firefighters that are proving that normal house fires don't burn that house.
Right.
You know, and how do you get that intensity to burn everything in the house, including the appliances, and yet there's a tree standing 10 feet away?
Right. Well, that video you sent me, the direct energy weapons, I started reading that. First, I started thinking that maybe is one of those thrown out there just to kind of throw us off the real.
Oh no, it's not
the real tracks. No, I agree. I knew it existed. I knew it existed. This technology, it's very Star Wars type stuff, but I knew it existed, and I read the article pertaining to that about seeding the area before this weaponry goes over and basically ignites the little pellets and gets these fires going. And I knew right away. I told Rob, Rob McDonald, I said, this was arson. These were planned. I mean, spaced out. If you look at the map of Sonoma County, these things were. And then you're right. How does a tree stand next to a car in a house, and the tree is not singed or anything? It's just the car and the house is gone.
And the car is turned to ashes.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. So, no, they're actually trying to place blame right now on PG&E on this, to say their transformer blew up or something. So PG&E is now taking the hit again, maybe, because they had one in the San Bruno fires a couple years back, and they were responsible for that one. But deep pockets here.
Well,
they're
it's such a lie, because there was. I was listening to a 30-year veteran firefighter out there who's on air, you know, saying that the simplicity of it is there was too many fires that happened too fast, and too intense. And then on top of it, the geoengineering to get the wind up to 80 miles an hour so you could drive the fire.
Right.
The layers of it, it does blow a lot of people's minds, yet if anybody just, like I preach now, is to study the mechanics behind everything. Go right. study. Go look for the patent. Go look for the documents from the government that are released. Talking about space-based weapons. All of these
right.
things.
Right.
The
right.
stuff that's been around since Tesla
right.
discovered a lot of this.
Right.
It's
hey, Rob.
Very logical. Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Rob, how many of your friends actually know what the term false flag is? Do you talk to a lot of people? Do they know what that term means?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's
okay.
a lot out there now. In fact, two young kids were talking about, they brought up the Vegas thing.
Okay.
And oh, by the way, did you know this? The one simple thing that hasn't been being talked about, that Vegas situation, it was a conservative country music festival, but it was a Christian music festival. Oh, they left that out in the news, didn't you? Yeah, because you can't talk about Christianity because there's a complete war on that in the United States because they want to promote the Muslims because they have right. the Muslim Brotherhood that controls so much of our government.
Actually, I did not know that. I'll have to research that. I thought it was country western, actually. I thought it was country western.
It was a country western, but it was also Christian-based.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Okay. That's, again, they there are so many layers to this. It does make a lot of people dizzy, and it makes their head hurt so much that all they want to do is run to the TV and sit and watch some show that makes them feel good.
Right.
And
right.
in this, but, you know, again, like I told my girlfriend the other morning, I had a talk with her, I said, and one of my best friends, I said, I understand that you don't want to focus on it. At the end of the day, though, reality will still be reality, and the truth will still be the truth,
right.
if you even whether you deny them or not.
Right.
And they
right.
both understood that. So, right. it, you know, it's we just have to. Oh, and also, does anybody? How come we're not all upset about the New York Times printing treasonous, seditionist information on their front page? And why is Jeff Sessions not prosecuting him immediately?
Right.
Oh,
right.
that's right. He recused himself from everything, including his own job.
Exactly. So. Yeah. Hey, Rob, thanks for the call. I've got a couple more calls lined up, and I got one clip I need to play tonight. But, hey, thanks for all the videos. Keep them coming
right,
my
sir.
Way, buddy. Keep them coming.
You too.
Okay.
Take care.
Jim in Oklahoma, what's on your mind?
Yes, hello. How are you doing tonight?
Good.
What's your name, sir?
I'm Steve. Steve Elkins.
Okay, Steve, are you subbing for
John Stadmiller, correct?
John Stadmiller tonight, huh?
Correct.
Well, I think you being a bit of a conspiracy theorist talking about this NASCAR is rolling around and stuff, and the engine not falling out because, well, of course, the engine's not going to fall out. They're NASCARs. They're built for the engine to stay in.
Well, I'm not going to say, no. you know, I'm not saying it can't happen. I've seen a lot of car accidents, and I've seen a lot of rollovers, and the engines usually stay intact. The hood may come off. A lot of things come off a car. But in the Michael Hastings mm-hmm. case, if you look it up, he was going, they said he was approximately going by the skids. He was trying to stop, evidently. And if you understand that our vehicles since like 2004 are now able to be controlled externally by computers, the whole ignition system, everything can be controlled. My guess is, I mean, he was going almost 100 miles an hour, 90 to 100 miles an hour in a neighborhood. That's kind of sketchy there. You got to say Wayman in here. And he doesn't have a history of that. Well, you see, you got to look at motive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What just happened to Michael Hastings is that he would be a target. Didn't he just take down a big general? He sure as hell did. Took down a big general, made him embarrassed him. He embarrassed our government. Don't you think somebody might want to target him and get him out of the picture? Maybe send a message to other journalists. Keep your mouth shut. Don't open your mouth and bring down the government. corruption.
And these people, you saying they told everybody there was multiple shooters?
Yeah, eight people died. Right.
And so did every person who said that, they're all dead now?
Eight people have come forward and said they heard multiple shooters. They saw multiple shooters, and there were more people. Matter of fact, Rob in Chicago said they're dead. The last two came from California, husband and wife. Look it up on there. Husband and wife died in car crash.
Final Destination, huh?
Well, I won't say that. That was a farce of a movie. I mean, think about it.
Uh-huh.
If government wants to stop people from talking or bringing out the truth, don't you actually think they would not target somebody? You don't think they would? If you had something to bring down the government, do you think you'd be alive the next day? Jim?
Well,
if you had something you could topple this government right now,
who they send after me, I guess.
Well, yeah, you're everybody is touchable. Nobody is not. I mean, look at the Hillary Clinton, body bag. It's amazing. People who have evidence against these people have accidents. Isn't that quite odd? I mean, a lot of accidents. You can say some could be, well, that's an accident, but, I mean, so many. Then you got to say, well, these people are very, very powerful. Hey, thanks for your call, Jim. I need to get a couple more calls. Appreciate it. Murr in Wisconsin, you're on. Murr, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can. What you got?
I opened a chat room for you. Off the beaten path, .chatango.com, if you want to give that out at the top of your show, if you want to.
That's great.
And
thank
I'm
you.
Familiar with your homework. And also, Gabby Gifford, the main target there was Judge John Roll, Fast and Furious judge.
Right.
That was the main target there. And she also has her husband, astronaut, has a twin brother. So they supposedly did, studies on twins in space, Mark and Scott Kelly. But I was going to ask you, do you remember last April I gave you some homework?
She's refreshed my memory. I'm old.
So am I.
What did you tell me? What did you tell me to do?
Joshua Ron Goldberg and Michael Ron Kadar?
I can't remember. Gosh, I'm sorry.
I know. I asked Ron about it, and he says, no, you gave that homework to Steve. So,
hey, do me a favor. I have an email here. Let me give it out real quick here. And send that to me again, and I'll do some research on it. I apologize. I cannot recall that, but I have an email. Silence is implied consent at gmail.com.
Okay.
It's a long title. Silence is implied consent at gmail.com. And drop me a note on that again. I'd appreciate that.
Sure. Very interesting.
And the Chat Tango stuff. Give me the information on that, too, on the same email, would you?
Will do.
I appreciate
it. Thank you for coming on board.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Murr. Ken, you're next up, and I got to play a clip here. You got to hear this clip. Ken in New York.
Welcome, Steve. I have a comment about Nurse Wobbles. I saw an article on RBN, and I was looking for it. I remember reading through it, and I saw a comment. I think it was the officer trying to explain his actions, or it was kind of like a half-baked apology. And there was something in there about another agency, like following the guidelines or following something to do with another agency, but the article didn't mention what the agency was.
Well, I can tell you about that.
Stuff.
Yeah, the only thing I can tell you on that case, when I researched that, I'm trying to remember who sent me that. And when I researched it, what I understood was, I understand protocol. I understand hospital protocol, especially ERs. And she was doing everything was right. I mean, she's a very good employee. I would definitely hire this woman in a heartbeat. Solid employee. She was following the rules. This is protocol, and she simply stated this is a protocol. This is a protocol that law enforcement had agreed upon. So he just evidently, this was a rogue police officer, and what really ticked him off was this is probably not one-time occurrence with this officer, most likely. It didn't look to be. He was having a really bad day, evidently, but I see this kind of police officer is to be one of those police officers that he is the authority and you would never challenge the authority. I've seen these police officers before. You don't challenge them and you don't say no to them, despite their requests, which are inappropriate. And she did it by the book. I was shocked to see the video. And my wife, like I said, she had tears in her eyes. And I quickly was on the phone with, I think John Stadmiller called me and said, watch this. What do you think about this? And we talked about it extensively. And then I went on a show and talked about it. And I'm glad it turned out the way it did. I'm glad it got some video attention. I'm glad it was released. And I hope people understand that the power that they really have collectively to use the citizen's arrest and to make sure this doesn't happen to another healthcare professional. I would have stepped in. I was disappointed that all the people around her who could have stepped in and stopped this thing right away, because if you have the numbers on your side, believe me, this police officer would have backed down in a heartbeat. But he was getting more power and stronger by the moment because nobody else would challenge his authority. Had they collectively all challenged him, gone up, he would have backed down and he would have come to his senses. Even his own partner was trying to stop him later on to say, hey, wait a minute, you've overstepped your boundaries. And that was a young recruit that was trying to stop him. So I just hope this good learning lesson came out of this whole thing, that people understand there are good police officers. I'm all for them. There are some bad ones out there. There are some rogue cops out there. And this guy should have been stopped. And collectively, if people unite together, they could have stopped this and defused this whole situation. So I hope that's what people learned out of the whole situation.
Well, I was interested in him saying something about another agency. And what this tells me, these guys are probably taking federal money. They're being empowered or they're being encouraged that they can do these things. And what will happen is when they get caught, the other agency will disappear, and these guys are going to twist in the wind. I hope they learn something from this. I think she got a settlement for $650,000.
It said 500,000 she got. 500,000. Yeah.
There are several numbers floating around. All right. Thank you. Good night.
Hey, appreciate it, Ken. Thank you. Hey, Mike, I want to get this video out here just a second, the audio portion of it. 6 minutes long. And I do want to remind people that tomorrow is the big Antifa rally all around the country, Seattle, I think San Francisco, a lot of the bigger cities, L.A., I would expect Chicago, Rob, so stay out of that crowd of people. A lot of people are going to be trying to start something tomorrow. These are the Antifa. These are the communist little snowflakes that, they want their way. They're the crybabies. They're the Hillary Clinton crowd of people, and they called us the deplorables. So we are better than them. So don't fall into the trap with these people. Don't engage them. Don't just stay away from them. They'll defuse when they have nobody to fight and nobody to argue with. Don't give them what they want. They're baiting you in to an argument, a fight. And they want a violent outcome on this. So, Mike, if you can go ahead and play that little audio clip. It's like 6 minutes long. I want to make sure I get that in before the end of the show.
Hello, and welcome back to another weekly analysis behind the news. Antifa has been a hot topic of late. Many may not realize, but the history of Antifa movement is communist. It was begun by Leon Trotsky as a communist auxiliary to fight and or intimidate any enemies of the communists in public venues. The logos of the German communist Antifa movement and the American Antifa movement are the same, showing the linkage. We even have photos showing anti-fascist flags within a circle at a communist party rally in Germany in the early 1930s. The hammer and sickle flag bracketed the anti-fascist logo. Once the communists lost the street battle against the Nazi brown shirts, the Antifa forces simply joined up with the brown shirts, since the only difference between the two were the color of their uniforms and their leader, Stalin or Hitler, incidentally both mass murderers. People back then, according to a German immigrant friend of mine, referred to them as beefsteak Nazis, brown on the outside and red on the inside. And after the so-called collapse of communism in the late 80s, The Antifa movement was revived in Germany. Then it moved into England and subsequently the United States. It is international in scope. Now the Refuse Fascism group, a related communist organization here in America, is planning a series of demonstrations on November 4th. Other groups of communists are climbing on board, but not all of them. One group, the Revolutionary Communist Party, has jumped on board, and this is significant since they were the primary organization that organized all the anti-police demonstrations all over the country in 2015. The mainstream media is saying nothing is going to happen on November the 4th. It remains to be seen. Frankly, we hope nothing happens. However, cities such as Seattle, New York, and Los Angeles appear to be planning demonstrations. In Seattle, they are rallying at the Seattle Central College campus and then moving off campus out into the streets. This is a standard tactic used by communist campus youth organizations for centuries all around the world. What can you do or not do if such a demonstration occurs in your city? First of all, do not react in a manner that will give the demonstrators an excuse to incite violence and the opportunity for the media and social media to capture video that will be sympathetic to the anti-fascist movement. And for heaven's sake, do not get involved with any group that advocates violence. Just as the Antifa communists joined the Nazis in Germany, there is evidence that certain so-called white supremacists are controlled by the same people that control Antifa. They want violence to create the mood in the American people for more federal involvement in local policing. Second, support your local police. They will be the target of much of the violence if it should occur. As part of this, ask your city officials to allow the police to do their job. Third, be prepared for the federal government to use this situation as a reason to insert themselves into our local law enforcement. Communities need to be aware of this and keep their local police independent from any federal control. So on November 4, stay home and tell your children to do likewise. One of the key ingredients of a large-scale violence is to first get as many people together as demonstrators or observers, then spark a riot. Stay home. If they do not have many people show up, it will put a damper on their plans. If your children are away at college, call them and ask them not to participate in or go anywhere near any demonstrations on campus. Be prepared to defend your property legally from damage and destruction if it appears your property will be close to any demonstration. The closer you will be, the more you will need to prepare. A bucket of water and a bucket of sand can be made ready. These can immediately extinguish a small fire lit by a burning object. Do not engage with the demonstrators. It can only get out of hand very quickly. Simply be prepared to defend your family and your property, but do not initiate any action yourself. Use your cell phone to record activity. It may become useful for the local authorities later on. By this, we mean at your property, not down the street at the demonstration. One of the things that can be done to quell violence in the future is to contact your congressman and ask them why they're not investigating the tax-deductible foundations that are financing these violent organizations. They are financing violence, criminal activity. The least the government can do is to revoke the tax-deductibility of any foundation helping these violent groups.
Well, there you have it. Tomorrow's the big day for Antifa, so stay away. Don't give them what they want. Don't fuel their fire. And stay away. I am back in the studio on Sunday, November 5th, for my debut show called Off the Beaten Path, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with my special guest, RBN legal strategist, Mr. Ron McDonald. That completes our show tonight. James Kelso is up next. Please support RBN. Health, happiness, and safe travels. We will talk again. Good night.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.